You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1404.
I hate when I get calls from people. Okay, great. Be on the other end of it. Get into the rhythm. It's actually a lot of fun. And not only that, the fact that you can turn one of those conversations into 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, whatever it is, 100,000. I mean, we've had students do one call, make 400,000. You know, it's just that opportunity, right? Yeah, just that opportunity is just so incredible. But you have to get past that first fear part and don't let your energy be sucked out by worrying so much about what you're about to do.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Welcome, everybody, to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast, America's number one podcast for new real estate investors, where we know that finding discounted properties is the most proven path to financial freedom. I am your host, Brent Daniels, and I am telling you, if I can do it, so can you. So let's get started. My guest on the podcast today comes all the way from Germantown, Maryland. He's 27 years old, and this podcast is specifically designed for all of those introverts out there that are listening and thinking, I don't know if I can get into this business. I'm not really a people person. I kind of get into a shell. I get really nervous. I don't like really talking to a lot of strangers. Well, guess what? Neither does Christian Sam Yoa and... I think I got it close. Yeah.
No, you got it perfect.
Okay, perfect. And he's going to talk to you here because not only is he a recovering introvert here, but he is a part-time wholesaler converting into a full-time wholesaler. And he's going to tell you his incredible story. And it's just, I'm so excited to have you on here. I'm so excited that you posted a recent check of a deal that you did, because I know that that's so far away from what your natural instincts are. So first of all, welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast.
Man, thanks for having me, man. You know, this was a big goal of mine to get on here eventually. So, I mean, you know, this is how I found out about the program. That's when I signed up. So, man, just want to say thank you. Thanks, man. Well, thanks for the script and for the amazing content you put out.
Well, thank you. I mean, listen, none of that stuff matters unless you actually take action, which you have been doing. So let's talk about this. You are a full-time electrician, right?
Yeah.
So what does your schedule look like?
Pretty crazy. So I wake up around like 3:30 in the morning. I get on the road. I work about 30 minutes away, Washington, D.C., so I'm about 30 minutes away from the nation's capital. And I've been doing this for about 6 years now as a full-time electrician. So I get out pretty early, depending on the job sites, get out at 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. And that leaves enough time for me to maybe take a quick nap and then get on the phones.
Incredible. So, I mean, electricians typically make pretty good money, right? I mean, why even look for something to replace that career, that job, that industry? You know what I mean? Like, what's going on in your head that's like, you know what? I don't want to do this, you know, for the rest of my life. Or maybe you do. Like, break it down.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just, I was just asking myself, what's next? You know, so before I was an electrician, I was a car mechanic and I was making even less, you know, so I'm always just thinking to myself, you know, like, yeah, what's next for me? And I got into real estate because, I mean, you know, I've turned wrenches my whole life and, you know, I don't have a degree, so I'm not able to get an office job. So I got to create one, you know,
absolutely.
And that's what I've done.
Yeah. Absolutely incredible. So how did you find wholesaling? I mean, did you have a friend in the business? Did you have somebody that you were like, oh my gosh, what is that guy doing? He's at my same age or something. You know what I mean? Like, right. He's making so much money. How did you find real estate investing / wholesaling?
Well, I actually started off as a landlord. So I was saving my money, you know, working as an electrician, and I was putting cash away, and I'd get get a lump sum, put it as a down payment, get a property. And I did that a couple of times. The last one, that actually all the ones that I bought were actually off market. And he's, you know, the guy that I bought them from, he's a real estate entrepreneur. He holds rentals, he flips, and he wholesales. And, you know, my schedule's pretty busy. I'm already pretty banged up. I really don't feel like doing any flips. So when I found out about wholesaling, I'm like, wow, like you're still kind of flipping, but, you know, you're not turning any wrenches. Like, I can do this from home. Because, I mean, as an electrician, you know, your natural instinct is, hey, go do some side work. You want some extra cash.
Yep.
Like, I mean, you know, like your body can only take so much. And I mean, I'm still young. I don't have any body aches or anything. I'm just looking long term. And I'm like, you know, I'm looking at these older guys. I'm like, I don't want to be banged up like that.
Sure. Sure. So you were buying your rental properties from a wholesaler?
Yeah. Yeah. I was.
Were you seeing what he was making, or were you just like, how did he find this deal, or what thread did you pull? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So pretty funny. My friend was actually an agent, his agent, and he would get some of his properties from the MLS. And so, you know, my friend who's an agent was like, yeah, dude, I mean, he's like, he barely put anything into this one, apparently. Like, you know, he put some paint, some carpet, and like sold it to you. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Hey, I respect it. And he would give me good deals. Like, they were still discounted, and I'm absolutely happy with them. They cash flow great. So I'm, you know, if I could do it all over again, I would still buy them from him and everything. It's all cool.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's how I found out about it. And the same guy who sold me the properties actually started teaching me about wholesaling. So that's kind of how it got, you know, I got the ball rolling. And, you know, and there was a lot of trial and error. I did like every single marketing method you can think of. Like, I was putting out bandit signs. I was doing PPC, Facebook marketing. I was doing everything. It was funny. I even tried cold calling, but I didn't even have a script or anything. I was just winging it. Like, I was winging it. And, you know, I came across the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. And, you know, you were on it and you're talking about cold calling, and I'm just listening to everyone just getting these deals. And I'm like, man, I should be able to do this. Like, they have two arms, two legs, just like me. I could do this too. Like, so that's when I gave you guys the call. I didn't even hesitate. You're like, yep, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, cool. That same day I became a TTP member, and man, I've been loving it.
Loving it. When did you join TTP?
This was in late 2018.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Incredible. And you were going, and it was tough to get that consistency, right? Because I mean, you have like a physically tough job. I mean, how did you, was it tough getting like turning your electrician job off, taking your nap, waking up, and then making calls? Like, how do you get into that rhythm? Like, talk to me about it. How do you build up
your muscle? Yeah, like I would drive, I'd get out of work, I'd start driving. At that point, I live closer now. Back then I was literally driving like an hour and a half back home from DC. So in that hour and a half, man, my energy was down. And sometimes it was really hard to get that energy back up and be able to get back on the phones, you know, so I wasn't that consistent. You know, now I've gotten a lot better with it. You know, I'll grab my coffee.
Yep. Oh, there it is.
I'll grab a coffee, you know what I mean? I'll get up and I'll start making calls, especially after my first one and second and so on and so on. I was like, man, this really does make money. So this is, I got to get on the phone.
Yep.
But it was pretty hard to stay consistent. And, you know, we all kind of struggle with it. Even I still struggle with it sometimes, but I definitely am way more consistent now. That's the biggest change from me back then to me being able to get deals now. Being much more consistent.
Oh, 100%. And so was it just, you know, a little bit of caffeine, a little bit? I mean, was there something that you were just, you had a bad day at work, or it was stressful, or you just were fed up, or, you know, it's interesting how we find energy to do things, right? You know what I mean? Like, it just comes out of somewhere. And a lot of times it just comes out of frustration, or it comes out of, you know, I want to, if I don't do this now, I can't build the momentum. You know what I mean? Is that how it felt? I mean, you tell
me. Exactly. I was like, I am my biggest enemy right now. It's me. It's not the, you know, people on the other end. It's literally me. Like, every day that I sleep through, you know, my hours where I should be cold calling, missing opportunities. I'm just delaying me getting to my end goal even further every single day. So I just kept telling myself that. And I started seeing people around me that may have started, you know, wholesaling after me or same time as me start getting deals. And I'm like, oh, crap. You know, we're all friends. Like we all squad up and everything. And I'm just like, I don't want to be left behind. I got to get on this. That's really, you know, that was another really big push. That's really helped me a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. So break down your schedule for me, because I think there's a lot of people that are considering starting, getting into this business. They have a full-time job, but they're like you, they have that pilot light inside of them that says, you know what? I want to do something bigger. I want to work for myself. I want to be a true entrepreneur, a real estate investor. Talk to me about your schedule. Cause I want people to know that as an introvert electrician with a crazy schedule is still finds the time and energy and passion to do this business. So break down a typical schedule for you.
All right. Yeah. So right now I have my alarm set up at 3:45 AM. So that's when I get up. I get on the road at around like 4:05, 4:10.
Mm-hmm.
I punch the clock at 5 AM. Get off of work at 1 PM. I'm back home around like 1:45, 2 o'clock. Get home, shower, get dressed, eat. Maybe I'll definitely always listen to audiobooks or YouTube videos. Your podcast is always up there. Your videos are always up there, right?
Yeah.
You know, I get, you know, I feed my brain. That really starts to hype me up, really gets me going. And get a good meal. If I have the energy for it, I'll go for a run. I'll do some exercise. And then I'm really pumped up. Now I'm pumped up. I'm listening to everything. I ate a good light meal. I exercised. Now it's time to get on the phone. And sometimes I have to fight myself too, right? But once I get on and I log in and the first person answers, then I don't really want to get off the phone anymore.
Right.
So it's definitely like getting in there. It's kind of like, you know, a little bit of a hard. Kind of reminds me because I used to box and it was the same thing. Walking to the ring was pretty tough. It was like, oh crap. Then you get hit one time, you're like, I've done this many times. Fine.
That is the best analogy I've ever heard. Seriously, that is absolutely flawless. I'm 100% stealing it. Not as a boxer, but as
go ahead.
An analogy. No, I absolutely. Yeah. It's the absolute truth. We build up so much in our head. It's that long walk to the ring, building up in our head. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. You get in there and you're like, oh, I'm built for this. I got this. Yeah. I've trained for this. I've got the right skills. I've got the right mindset. I got the, you know what I mean? That's phenomenal. Wow.
It was the same thing for wrestling too. Like in the tournaments, you'd see your name like on the brackets. You're like, oh crap. Whistle blows though, and you're like, hey, I practice every day, and this is almost like practice. Like, it's fine. It's the same thing. I'm here, familiar ground.
Phenomenal. And that is the truth. That's what I find time and time and time again when I talk to people that are just starting out, just starting to make, they've never made a call to a stranger ever before. And then they get on into it and they have a conversation, a few conversations. They're like, oh, this is no big deal. Why was I so scared of this? Like, exactly. I hate when I get calls from people. Okay, great. Be on the other end of it. Get into the rhythm. It's actually a lot of fun. And not only that, the fact that you can turn one of those conversations into 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, whatever it is, 100,000. I mean, we've had students do a one call, make 400,000. You know, it's just that opportunity, right? Yeah, just that opportunity is just so incredible. But you have to get past that first fear part and don't let your energy be sucked out by worrying so much about what you're about to do. And I think that's you hit it right on the head. That's incredible. So then you get into the rhythm. And how long is a typical calling session for you?
I definitely never make it less than an hour. I always shoot for three. Like, you know, like you always recommend, shoot for 3 hours.
Yep.
But if I were to really break it down on average, it would come out to about an hour and a half.
Awesome. Awesome. And in that hour and a half, are you where do you make your calls? Is it your living room? Is it your bedroom? Are you standing? Are you sitting? Are you moving? Like, talk to me about it.
I'm definitely always standing.
Yeah.
So like I have, you know, I bought a little stand up desk kind of like attachment on Amazon, and just, you know, anyone can do it. It's not that expensive. And, you know, put my headphones in and just start calling. I find that I just get a lot more energy that way. Like if I sit down, I'm probably going to fall asleep, you know, because I'm tired. So standing up, it definitely just brings up a lot more energy.
Oh, 100%. And listen, I mean, it sounds like standing for an hour and a half is like a long time. But once you're in the rhythm, once you're talking, once you're moving around, I mean, you're not just standing there with your knees locked like a crazy person. You're moving around. You're feeling the energy. You sound way better. You can walk around. You get your headphones in and you just get into the zone, especially when you get into those conversations. It's different when people are like, no, I never want to sell. Okay, great. You're moving on. You get into one of those, yes, I do want to sell conversations. You're starting to pre-qualify them. You're starting to understand what their problem is. They're starting to unload their like whole family history and their whole life and everything. And you're just in the rhythm walking around. I'm telling you that time flies by.
Yeah, it definitely does. It definitely does. You know, and it's funny. My girlfriend said I'm going too far with it, but I literally would do any little thing that'll help me improve. Like I got a little stand-up desk pad, you know, like it's a balance board. Hey. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a balance board, right? I'm just like any little thing, any little advantage I can get, I'm taking it. Right?
So, love it.
Absolutely.
Love it. So let's break down a deal. Let's get this bell ring. Go ahead. You tell me about it.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, one of my bread and butter lists so far has been probate list. It's, you know, a lot of people, it's a lot of legwork to get, right? So I personally get the information from the courthouses myself. That way I'm, you know, one of the first people to get it. I trained a VA how to do it. So now she's, you know, she's scraping everything, finding the owners, the heirs, the representatives, and everything.
Right? So she goes to maybe like the county recorder's website?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I copy and paste that out of there for her. You know, I'm not an IT person, but because she's out of the country, it's something with it. I can't explain. I don't know. But anyways, I have to get it myself.
Okay.
And I put it into a Google Sheets, and that Google Sheets is shared with her. And from there, you know, she'll get the rest of the information there. And it's a pretty long process to just get one record across, because it's like you have, you know, you find a property that's attached, then you find the representative, then I skip trace them, and that's just one record. Right?
Yep.
So we'll get those done. So this list, most recent deal actually came from probate. And what I do with probates, I actually put my mojo on a single line and I'll leave voicemails with them.
So mojo, what he's referring to there, if you're not familiar, is mojocells.com is a dialing system, dialing platform. And so you put in all your phone numbers and addresses, you press go and it'll dial for you. So you're not hand dialing the whole time, like being totally obnoxious. And you can choose a single line dialer. And so you use it there. I mean, you turn it on to the single line dialer, right?
Yep. That's right. Yes. That's what I do with probate and for any of my like driving for dollars lists. I'll put it on the single line dialer. And I'll leave voicemail. You know, these lists aren't that big. You know, mm-hmm. I scrape almost the entire state, right? In the hot counties, and I'll probably get like 50 records a week.
Right.
So there's not that many records. So I definitely have time to just put on a single line dialer and leave voicemails for each one. And that's what happened with this deal. The seller called me back that same day and she had a lot of questions because she's been getting a lot of text messages. And she said she's gotten some postcards, but I'm the only person that called her.
Yes, my man. There's just not a tremendous lot of competition. And in some of the bigger markets, people hire these huge, you know, call centers to go after. But some of the smaller markets, there's literally nobody. I mean, it's literally wide open.
Yeah. So a really good tip also, I mean, if you're doing probate, if the seller or the representative is out of state, which is what I had here, like, she was all the way in Florida, and the house is here in Maryland, right? So she didn't want anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted a fair offer for it. So what I did was I sent her on PropStream. I pulled up all of the cash transactions that have been in the last 12 months with comparable properties in the 1 mile radius or half mile radius. And I showed her some numbers. And that's, so on the phone, it was kind of like a soft close where we had a ballpark like number figure, and you know, she liked it, and she flew from Florida up to Maryland, because she had to clean out the house. And you know, we met up, we talked numbers, you know, I went a little bit lower, and then we kind of met in the middle. I got a good, you know, a good discount, and I offered her great terms that she was looking for. So then I turned around. So I locked this up for 70. Yeah, I locked it up for 70. And 2 days later, I had it assigned already at 88.
Yes. So hold on. So how much you make on that?
It was an 18K deal. I netted 15 on it.
Hold on a second. Incredible. And guys, if you're just listening to this on the podcast, make sure you check out the video interview at Brent Daniels Real Estate on YouTube. You can see a really incredible TTP coffee cup that Christian just put up. Absolutely incredible. I mean, $18,000 deal, $15,000 net to you. And I'm telling you, probates, I know people in this business that have made literally millions of dollars and built their whole career off of going after probates. Because the fact is, 75% of them sell within the first 90 days of new ownership. Because a lot of times, people don't live in the area, or people don't want to keep it up, or people don't have the financial resources to fix these up. So it is an unbelievable list to get. Sometimes it's a little bit tricky to get the list. But if you go through that extra effort, and Christian, what is your Instagram handle?
It's Cold Calling Christian. I made one just for
wholesaling. And it's CR, right? There's no H.
Yeah, CR without an H. That's right.
Okay, guys, reach out to Christian. If you are one of those tech guys that can help him clean up that process and make it easier for his VA to pull those, because I know that there's some really smart people listening and watching, reach out to him and help him out with that, because there's a way to clean that up. And listen, I'm not a tech guy. You're not a tech guy, but I love squatting up with incredible people. If you have a passion for this business, if you'd like to reach out to Christian and squat up with literally one of the absolute best, kindest, smartest, most proactive guys in the country, you got to meet up with this guy and squat up with him and really connect at Cold Calling Christian, CR, not CH, and reach out to him. Help him out with that process, because that'll just keep things going faster and get more deals. But absolutely phenomenal. 18,000, one call. One yeah. call. Well, it was you called and you left the voicemail, which
voicemail,
is
a training yeah.
specific lists. And yeah. she called you back. And you started that relationship, and you went the extra mile. I mean, you sent her comps, you sent her, you backed up your offer with some information so that she yeah. felt comfortable and confident moving forward with you. I mean,
exactly.
Absolutely incredible. Incredible. Yeah.
And the reason why I did that too, just a tip, is she's an engineer. So I knew she was an analytical person.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'm like, I'm going to just show her proof in numbers. And that's exactly, it worked great. She said I was like the most transparent person. I gave her the most information up front, and I gave her all the terms that she wanted. So it was just perfect. You know, she didn't even want an offer from anyone else. So, and that's
incredible.
How we did it.
Yeah, part of the TTP training is really understanding the different personality types, and analyticals have a really tough time making decisions without facts and figures. And when you're having a conversation, this is just a tip for anybody listening or watching, when you have somebody on the phone that says that they're an engineer, or they say that you can tell that they're asking questions, or they're very low on emotion, their tone of voice isn't going up and down a lot, it's kind of flat. You can assume that this is probably an analytical person, and you need to give them facts and figures to be able to make a decision. And the fact that you recognize that, Christian, is absolutely incredible, because when you understand the different personality types, you know how to communicate, because there's probably a lot of people that were just trying to push through the offer and she needed more information and you gave it to her, man. That is pro. That is incredible.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah, man. I mean, like you mentioned, I got it all from the TTP program. Everything, like you mentioned also on there, you know, to hand dial and to leave voicemail messages. That's exactly what I did.
Yep. Incredible. So speak to anybody out there. Let's say you're starting brand new. You have a tiny little budget for this. How would you go about getting your first deal?
Yeah, if you're brand new, what I would do. Well, first of all, I'll do what I'm doing, because that really costs barely anything. The list is free. You just got to put some work, you know, skip tracing and batch skip tracing is just 18 cents per record. And it's not that many records, but those records are really hot. Like I'll do a probate deal. I'll get a probate contract like every other month.
Yeah.
So it's out there, you know, and it's free information. It's out there. I would do that. I would also look to be almost like a disposition person. You know, if someone has deals, they're hot, go the extra mile, like, you know, scrub LLCs in that area and then bring a buyer to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's something else that I would really do too, if, you know, if I was really starting out again.
So when he's saying scrub, you mean find the owner of the LLC, find their address, get their information, just skip trace it like anything else, and reach out to those people and see if they want to buy more.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, batchskiptracing.com is at 14 cents an address now. So, yeah, they just reduced. So that's even better.
Oh, when?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Starting in May.
Me too. Okay.
So incredible, man. So phenomenal. Guys, reach out if you have any questions, or if you want to reach out, or if you just want to tell them, great job, keep going. Definitely reach out to Christian on his on Instagram. And then how soon are you to completing your goal of getting into wholesaling full time? Is there a number, is there an amount in your account that you feel you need to have before you make that transition?
You know, I just, with everything, the world just being, you know, going crazy right now, looks like things are, you know, starting to come back to normal. You know, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Every deal I get, you know, I get closer to that goal.
And saving it.
Yeah, exactly. 100%, 100%. Putting it away, set some aside for taxes, of course, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not that far. A couple more deals. Every deal I get more comfortable.
You're going to be there. You're going to be there in the next 90 days or so. I'm telling you, you are off and running. You've got your routine. You've got your process. You've got all of it down. You know that you can do it. Yeah, incredible. So I'm really excited. Thank you. Thank you for being on here. You inspire a lot of people that are nervous about being an introvert, or they're nervous about, you know, getting into this business because they're from a different world or a different industry or a different life. You're showing and proving that, you know, all that stuff going on in your mind as you're walking to the ring all goes away as soon as you step up and start moving and start getting in action. So absolutely inspiring. I love it. Thank you for being on here. Really phenomenal, guys. A couple resources that he talked about. He pulled comps through PropStream. You can get access to that through ttpdata.com. And if you're interested in joining the most proactive group in real estate investing, it is the TTP family. It is the TTP program. Go to wholesalinginc.com. It's wholesalinginc.com. Check it out. If it feels good in your gut, sign up for a call. It'll either be with me or my right-hand guy. And we look forward to that. So check that out. Christian, you're the man. I'm excited for that text that you're going to send me when you quit your job finally forever. So that's absolutely incredible. Thank you for being on here. Really, really awesome.
No, thanks. Thanks, Brent, man. Thanks for the content and the course, man. It's amazing.
You got it. And everybody out there, I encourage you, as always, to talk to people. Until next time. Love you. See ya.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.